session number 20169 wheel 1.
Heaven Palmas.
What's the cable? With,
Heaven Palmas. It was a ship repair, you know, where some of them are shipbuilders were ship repaired during the war.
Right. Can you just tell us how you got to be in there, what you were doing?
Yes. I was working in that time office, you know, doing the piece cards and the time cards. And I heard that they wanted four women to train to be welders, you see. Not tackers. There was tackers working up in the construction, which they only tacked the jobs up. But this was for the Admiralty Department. You had to be a welder. You had to be able to weld. So when I heard they were looking for the four air women, like, I gave the office job up. My father went mad working in a shipyard. He says, from now on, you're deaf, you know, for the bad language. But the men were good. They knew what they didn't use it. So I'd done 10 weeks training up in the constructional. And then I come down to the Admiralty Department, which was working on the naval ships, you know, that come in. Well, I was supposed to be able to do the same work as the men who were classed as welders then, where a man had to serve an apprenticeship from what, 16 to 21, we only done 10 weeks training, and we were expected to do the same job. Fair enough, when the gaffer was dishing the jobs out, the men got the heaviest ones, but now see that I got was like vertical welding, horizontal, overhead and that. Now, we're major 7, that 10 weeks training.
Can you tell me about the training?
Right, 10 weeks training we're supposed to have. So it goes up to this part that was built. You see, there was the construction works. Incidentally, your father was serving his time. He was serving his time there. And they had this place built up for to train with for welders, you see. And I hadn't a clue what we're going to have to do, just we fancied the idea. But it was three women, like there was two married women older than me, you know, 40-ish.
How old were you then?
Well, I was 17 when I went in office, so I would be 17 to 18. And then there's this other girl from Fellon, which she was about 21, which I thought was old, you see, I was the youngest. And when we went for this training, they give you the screen and they give you the torch and they tell you you've got to, I don't know if you know anything about welding.
Yeah, well, I know a bit, but
just strike the arc.
Tell me anything.
Strike the arc, right, you had to strike the arc. Now it stuck immediately to the iron or whatever it was, because we didn't have a clue, you had to sort of tap it and lift it up again. Anyway, we quick got the hang of it, and we just used to weld bits of metal and that up there until we come onto the ships. Now, they were converting, it was like a merchant ship, they were making it into a light aircraft carrier, you know? So we goes to work on there. Now, if you get a seam about an inch wide like that, naturally you've got to put layer in layers for welding in, you know, for to weld it up. But I had been watching one of the men welders, and what he had done, when he'd finished with his welding rod, you know, you've got about 4 inches left of the welding rod, he was putting it in this seam, sort of packing it, and then putting a run of welding over the top, you see. And I thought that was what he had to do. So the gaffer was standing watching me do a seam, and I'd done that. He went berserk. You're sabotaging the job. You see, where the x-ray, the welding and that now, you know. But I didn't know, I thought, because I'd seen a journeyman doing it, that was the thing to do. But I enjoyed it, was good.
So what did the gaffer say about that when you told him it was a journeyman? Did you tell him?
I didn't tell him who I'd done that, just as I thought that's what he had to do. I wouldn't have did. He would have got there. To tell you the truth, the gaffer had so, you see, sabotage, you see. So that was good work on that ship, but when we worked on the Navy ships, you know, we used to get free grub and all sorts. It was great. I loved it. I never ever knew, for instance, that a funnel on a ship was double inside, that you could climb up the inside of it. And when the gaffer come for us, he says, I want to take on a job for the funnel. And there he had a fit, because I thought he meant climbing up the outside of it, but here it's double inside. There's like ladder to get to the top. Anyway, when I got to the top, I was terrified, because you've got to hold a screen in one hand, which they have them on the head nowadays.
Yeah.
You had to hold your screen in one hand and your torch in the other, one to hold on to. So, as I say, the fellas were good. If I got a heavy job, they would do it for us. overhead job, the fellas would come and do it, and the gaffer would say, good job you've made of that, you've done it as good as a journeyman.
So can I just go back, like, when did it start? Like, when did you start actually working?
1943, it would be. But in 1945, I was married in 1945, later under early 1946, what with the women were made redundant, most of them, you see. Because the war was over. They didn't need where the men were coming back from the forces.
Did you object to that?
No, I had got married then, I'd wanted to leave. No, I don't think any woman objected, they'd done their bit and this was it. So the lads were all away, so they had to have somebody to replace them, didn't they?
How much did you get paid?
Well, I can remember that exactly. £2.76 a week. If I worked a Sunday, which was, I worked a Sunday every other week. That was to suit my purpose. I was in the cycling club at Kildas and I wanted to get away. So every other Sunday I worked. And I used to get 13 shilling for working on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's all day you worked on a Sunday then, not like now, half days. But I used to start at 7:30 in the morning until 5:00 at night and I got £2.76 a week.
Was that, how did that compare with what?
It was good. It wasn't as good as the men, but it was good money for a woman, like, which the men were getting.
How much were you getting in the office?
It was the same as what I had been getting in the office, because when I started working in the office, it was just like a wooden hut down at the edge of the river where we're doing the piece cards and the time cards. So you all, even working in that office, works office, you had to have a number in the shipyard, the same as the men, you see. And also, when the men's got that number on the car, they've got that trade. We had one number, and it had bumper up on.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what a bumper up was, did I? But that was something to do with the riveters.
Yeah.
You know, the riveters, the heaters and the catchers and all that. So, really, I come under yard money then, not like the top officers where the elite worked. It was a works office where I'd done the time cards and the piece cards and that.
Yeah. So that
it was the same money, £2.76. That's, you know, it's funny, that's all I can ever remember getting from my start at £2.76.
They never got a rise.
It mustn't have got a rise. I know I was only there about 3 years, but we mustn't have got a rise. But everybody was quite happy doing their work, that you just weren't there. Not the way they're squabbling and that nowadays.
Where did you see the advertisement for, or find out about the job? Actually?
Oh, the gaffers coming in the cabin when they come in for us to do their time cards, and I hear them say that they wanted to train some women for welding.
And had they got women in there already?
Oh, there was women in, there was women slavying, you know, slab dashing. There was women working with the riveters. There was women up in the constructional on the Bailey Bridges, but they were only doing tacking, doing the tack welding, you see. But when they wanted you to work on the ships, you had to be a welder. We had to join the boilermakers and everything,
you
know.
You joined the
boilermakers? Oh, we joined the boilermakers, uh-huh. Well, we had to, because we're classed as welders, diluted welders, really. That's what it was. They're all only doing the 10 weeks training, like. Right?
Did you have to pay a subscription?
Well, I had to pay a subscription, but it was in heaven, we just have to go. I think it was the Albert Hotel, they called that in Albert Street, some pub in heaven, we just have to go for to pay our boiler makers. It would only be covers, I can't quite remember. But I had to join it.
So how often did you have to go and pay?
The fellas used to do it for any of the fellas that lived in heaven would just pay it, you know, to save us fair enough.
No, that's the first time I've heard about anybody having a joining.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. You see what annoys me, Frank, a couple of years ago it was in the Gazette about this girl and she had started welding. It said she's broken into a man's world, welding. Well, hey, let's face it, look how long it is since.
Right.
And she was about, I don't know if she was about 19, 20 or something, and I was only 17. And I mean, I wasn't alone, there was loads, but there was only four of us in the Admiralty.
Yeah.
You see,
you actually worked for the Admiralty.
For the Admiralty. You see, in the shipyard, There was one side was for the merchant at the time during the war, for the merchant shipping, for repairs to merchant shipping, and the other side was for repairs to the naval. The navy ships, you see, but the top part of the yard where your father was serving his time, that was the constructional. You see, they were working on Bailey Bridges and that, but it was the Admiralty Department where we were classed as. And as the ships come in, now his ship was at Cherbourg, and it come in from Cherbourg, and I can remember that was coming in a hang of a mess, and they'd done the repairs there for the navy ships, but also they'd done conversions.
When you were doing the kind of work that you were doing, like repairs, how many hours were you, 47 and a half?
Half past 7 till 5.
Did you work overtime at all during the evening?
A couple of times they asked me to work half shifts.
But that wasn't a regular?
It wasn't regular, no, it wasn't regular.
So like all the...
Sundays, every other Sunday.
So like all the jobs that you were doing, it wasn't like emergency jobs or anything like that. You knew they were coming in and you knew how to fix them. So it was like a regular sort of thing. So you weren't dealing with like a ship would turn up out of nowhere and you
know. It didn't turn up out of the blue.
And you were working with men? I mean, you weren't separate.
We just had it all mucking together. There was a ladies' restroom where you could go up to get your cup of tea and that, but we didn't bother. We stayed on the ship because it was good. The sailors used to feed. We used to get white bread and proper meat and all sorts of what you couldn't get, off your rations. It was great. I think that's why we liked it, really. All the grub and the cooks used to make homemade crumb cakes and that. We used to get loads of stuff.
Did they do that for everybody, not just for the women?
Just for the women. That was there. No, I mind the men used to get that back of stuff, didn't they? It all depend who they got in with. You see, any of the sailors on the boat that was in with the cooking and the ration, did they used to do it? Did they used to pay them for it, give them a little backhand then or what?
No, they were good, the sailors were good. And the woman as well used to be friendly, like, there's a couple of sailors, well, can you get such and such from an happy canteen? I said, well, that's
all.
Used to get tins of tobacco and all sorts.
Cigarettes, cheap and all.
It depended on how they got friendly with, sort of thing.
So, you were in there 2 years. The training that you got was that adequate enough for you to do the job? You didn't need any more than
that. And I would say that on an ordinary weld, runs a weld, the ordinary, we were as good as the men, weren't we? On an ordinary run of weld, except this time I didn't know what was the matter. The gaffer had given us a job. It was on the upper end of the Glasgow. The old Glasgow. And I had to weld these dogs onto the deck for the plate. It holds these dogs. Do you know what they are?
You tell us.
They're like a little, I would say, little archway thing on. They're like a little metal archway that had to be welded on the deck for to hold the plater's job or something into place, something to do with the plater's job. Well, everybody's standing around watching. I mean, especially the sailors of me being a young lass. And I mean, they used to hide their eyes when you strike your arm and that. But they're watching me doing this job and I'm putting a lovely run of welding on this dog to the deck. Even I think it's great. And as soon as I stopped, the dogs were just falling flat on the deck again. Well, I couldn't understand why and I felt a fool.
Yeah.
Because I was doing a good run of welding and it was sticking to the dog but wasn't sticking to the deck. And the plater went and got the gaffer. The plater should have had known better. The deck was high tensile steel, where I should have had a special rod to do it, to attach the high tensile to this ordinary metal. It was all my plate and that's what the high tensile was, and they should have had a special rod because you had different rods for your different metals. I even had a labourer, a man who I used to think was an old man. He would have been about 40 odd, and I used to say I've got an old man for a labourer because I thought he was old.
Being
40 odd.
How did he get on with that then?
I'll tell you. I was supposed to tell him or to go to the stores to get what rods I wanted, you see. But I used to like to get to the fitness shop after the apprentices, and we used to like to get in the sheet iron shop after the apprentices. So we would say to our labourer, you stay there and we'll whip over to the stores ourselves. That's so we could sky, you see, up the ship. I wish I had a penny for every time I got slung out of the fitness shop after the apprentices.
Do you all go over, sort of looking for the apprentices?
Well, at the time, when I worked in the office, there was me and there was Joan Jackson, us two. I don't know what they did in the construction, but we were just the young ones, right. You see. The others were mostly women. There was, I can remember one lass about my age, she worked with the Riverdance, that was Vera Allen from Heaven. She's the only one I can remember that was my age. The others all seemed so much older. There were women whose men were away in the forces and that, you see. But before I went working on the ships, when I was in this little time office, I was in with the lass from Heaven, and that was when we used to get into the fitness shop, the shoot iron shop, the electrician shop, where all the apprentices were. But what we used to do, we used to watch for the gaffer going on the ship, you see. Yeah. And as soon as we knew the gaffer was on the ship, we used to run into the shop and we used to always get caught. But as for our labourers, they were all canyons. I see all the men respectable and they never ever swore in front of us, which I was warned about by my father. Like, somebody might make a slip now and again, but that was all. But he used to make a cans of tea in that for us.
Oh, right. What was it about? How did you get, I mean, what did the men think about you? I mean, when you first came in, I mean, did they think like you were taking it, they were
going to take it? No, they lapped it up. They lapped it up, man. They were great. Because, I mean, at that time, there was a lot of the women was labourers to the welders, weren't they? Nearly all of the men welders, it was they had women labourers to them. And as I say, when the first one did these four women for to train, well, you see, they couldn't get all the apprentices because the apprentices were going in the forces and that, you see. Yeah. And I can't ever remember, there was never any hassle with the men. One of them used to bring my bacon sandwiches in for my breakfast every morning. And as I say, if I got a difficult job, they used to do it for us. The overhead and that, they would do it. And the guy used to say, bloody, you've made a great job of that, as good as a journeyman could have done. They used to help me every way they could. There was no animosity.
There was no animosity at all. They didn't resent you and they didn't did they have anything like... Did the men think that because you were a woman, you weren't likely to be able to do the job?
No, nah. We're never ever, you know, the way they go on nowadays, scorning people in different things. I can't ever remember anybody say, oh, you're not capable or you're not as good as a man or anything like that. I mean, they talk about equal rights, they do. They didn't talk about it then, but I can't ever remember any of them saying.
Some of the journeymen had an open job where
you'd
be left-handed.
Aye, that's why we may have been left-handed. I could help them, you see. You know, there's lockers on the ship and that, each other lockers. Now, if they had a job behind there, the right-handed welder could get in from that side, and I'm left-handed, I could get in from that side, so it worked out, you see. It had its advantages with this being the left-handed welder.
You'd pay them back for all the... You should have been in Riverton. They're always looking for left-handed
riverton. I tell you what happened with this Riverton squad. They must have been on peace with him McCullough and them, and they were working over the side of the ship on the staging, you see. And they were waiting for a welder, and all the welders must have been busy, and they grabbed me. I said, I'm not going over there. I am not going over there. I was terrified over the staging. They says, oh, come on, Florrie, we'll hold you. And they got us over the side onto the stage. And as I say, I had a screen in one hand and a torch in the eye. I was terrified. But they were holding us, one on each side. But the safety man come along, they got wrong. I had to get back on the deck. I was glad, like...
You were on the stage.
I was on the stage and over the side, and I shouldn't have been. You see, there were certain jobs that we couldn't do.
Can you tell us what you could do and what you couldn't do?
Uh-huh. Over the side's the only one that I can think of looking at, because even down the double bottoms.
Oh, you couldn't go up the plates, could you?
Yes, I was up the funnel. Not up the mast or anything like that, but as I'm saying up the funnel, I didn't realise that the funnel was double inside and you could get up ladders up to the top.
But you could work in holds and tanks.
Uh-huh.
Double bottoms.
But if you're working down there, your labourer has got to be standing guard, which he is, with a man, in case of fumes or anything. But they never ever sent me down the double bottoms. The men done that, and the men done the work over the side. And I can't even remember. I've been down the tanks looking at the job, but I can't remember working down the tanks. Mostly, it was tray plates, you know, by the electricians, welded to the deckhead. You know when you see all the cables and that running along, they're attached to a tray plate. We used to do that. And what did they call that for the heating and that ship when we're working with the shedding workers? They had to hold them loops onto the bulkhead, and we had to tack them on, and then they put insulation on them for insulating the ship.
Insulating the ship.
Aye. We had to do them little jobs like that, you know.
For the
mostly things like that.
So you didn't actually do any welding of the shell?
No.
What about the deck? Did you do any? I mean, were you doing repair? It was repair you were doing. Uh huh. So did you do any on the deck?
Just where the shipwrights were going to put the wood and that, you weld bolts and they're on for them, but. When your ship come in from Cherbourg, you know, for to be fixed up, it was all battered and that. Well, there was holes in all the shell, but of course the men done that. But they were putting new guns on. New gun platforms on, and I was working on the gun platform. I can't actually remember now, but they used to scoff us with him being in the Navy, and he was on that gun, and they were saying, oh, you know, that'll not go far, that carry on. But when he come back and the gun was still in one piece, well, you see, that's it.
So it was repair and conversion. Uh-huh. What was the kind of conversion that you used to have?
Just like the merchant ship into light aircraft carriers. I can remember that one for the inch seam when the gaffer caught us sabotaging it, and I didn't know I was. I can remember
so,
that.
What kind of work did you do on the conversion? It was the same kind of stuff, was it?
I tell you what we used to have to do a lot of, and all if the riveters had drilled holes in the wrong place, we used to have to fill the holes up, you know. It was more or less.
Just changing a bit. I mean, like you were saying, you went out looking for the apprentices in the fitting shop and all that. Did you go out with them afterwards? After work?
We were all in St Kilda's Youth Club. You see, I had new apprentices when I went there, because. I mean, St Kilda's Youth Club in Jarrah was the only place for us, because we didn't drink them days, the youngs didn't drink. And I had no best part in there. And when I started in the shipyard, the first day that I walked down the shipyard, it was, hey, what you doing here? Hey, what you doing here? I seen them all, you see. And found out where they all worked, and we used to go for a lap, man. Well, like anybody, you wanted your little bit skive, didn't you? Not as much as the skive now, like.
You were saying before as well, like when you told your dad you were going to work in the shipyard, he went, what? Was that a common reaction, like from other people who didn't, if you'd say you were working in a shipyard?
It was really, because I mean the women had just started going in, there was older women slapping in and that, but for me, but my father just said, from now on you're deaf. And at first I didn't know what he meant, but he meant that I had to ignore any bad language, and I've ignored it ever since, as long as it's not said directly at me. But I'll tell you what I can remember. Once a lad slipped up with it, and I'll tell you where we were. I don't think you know about this. They had the lifeboats on the jetty, you know, when they used to take them off the ship. They used to throw big tarpaulins over there. And we were underneath the tarpaulin, and the lads were playing cards, and the fitters apprentices and were playing cards when it slipped out. And there was such an embarrassing silence, and that poor lad was frightened to look at me for ages after, because he had said that, and that the kids in the street are saying that the deer.
Yeah.
You know, just a slip of the tongue. I was to play cards underneath the tarpaulin, And we used to get in the lifeboats and all. We used to get banished off the lifeboat rations and all, which we weren't supposed to do, like. Oh, there were good days, there were happy days, everybody was happy, there was no badness, there was no wickedness, not like you hear now, man. It just wasn't.
But that, going back to that reaction, I mean, did other people react to you like that? That you were a woman working in a shipyard? And I mean, how did people react to that?
Well, really, no, they didn't. Just I was doing a job and that was it. The only thing my father was worried about was the language, because he had worked in shipyards and he went to sea and that, and he thought, well, that the men would just go on with it, but they didn't. They had a great respect for it. They just didn't. They controlled us when we were there. I don't know what they said when we weren't there, right? But they were really good. They would do anything, they would do anything at all for to help you. But really, they weren't against her at all. Now, I used to think they were all old men. I realise now, I mean, there's fellas live round about. I realise now that they've maybe, I was what, 17? They've maybe been in their late 20s, but I used to think they were all old men.
And you've not been working very long, like, when you went, I mean, how long have you been working in
I left school at 14. I left school on a Friday at 14. On the Monday I was working on Gordy's Bakery, 7:30 in the morning, 5 at night, for 9 and 9 pence a week. But they finished you when you were 15, because you had to give your rise to 11 and 9. You see, they could finish you, they could do anything with you then.
Yeah. And how long had you been working in college before that?
Before I went on the ships? I only worked in the cabin, we used to call it. Just about a 12-month. But you see, it was a sense of adventure when I heard they wanted somebody to work on the ships. Because even when I was working in with the time cards, Joan and I, there was like the two officers for the boiler. It was the black squad, that's what they were called. We used to try to sneak on the ships then. We used to look to get sent a message to get on the ships, you see. So I thought, if I take the welcome course, well, I'd be working on them. Which I was, until there was a job up on the jetty, and then I used to go mad because I was banged out on the jetty. I used to look for an excuse to get aboard the ship.
You didn't mind all the bad conditions or anything like that? I mean, the conditions must have been pretty bad to do.
It was freezing. It used to be freezing when we were working on them ships that were conversion, because naturally there was just like a shell, there was no heating or nothing. And on the jetty it was bad, it was cold. Well, we could go to a restroom. I can't remember. A mid-morning break in your dinner hour, you could go to your restroom.
That was the restroom just for one of us.
There was one woman in there looking after the restroom, keeping it clean, keeping hot water, but to make what kind of tea or whatever. But we used to make what tea on the ship. We used to boil the cans and the heaters fire. I got on the ship early one morning and the heaters fire wasn't lit, and I thought, I'll do them a good turn. I light it for them, you know, you blow it up with air, and I lit it for them. They went mad when they come aboard because they were shifting that job. It had to go to another ship, and I had lit that fire for them, thinking I was doing them a good turn.
That was the rivet, this
wasn't
it? Aye. Did So you knew, I mean, all the men mixed together with all the women, the different trades and all that, so you got to know everybody from...
Yeah, because you had to work with the different ones, you see. Knew everybody. What we used to do with the welding rods and all, you know, when that stuff comes off the welding rod, it's like a wire, thin wire wrapped around. We used to get the wire, and we used to make it into like four little legs, with just thin wire. Four little legs, and put a bit of paper on the top like a windmill. And as they were walking up the gangway to get on the ship, we used to stick it on top of that cap, because they all wore caps. We used to stick it on top of that. We used to go mad. They never used to know who had done it, though, but we used to do it for a laugh. Just imagine a man walking up the gangway, this with his that blinking thing on the top of his head.